This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, October 17th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Hurricane Milton strengthened rapidly today into a Category 5 hurricane on path towards Florida, threatening the densely populated Tampa area with a potential direct hit. It is the same stretch of coastline that was battered by Hurricane Helene less than 2 weeks ago. The center of the storm could come ashore Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, which has not endured a head-on hit by a hurricane in more than a century. Scientists expect the system to weaken slightly before landfall, though it's still forecast to hit as a Category 3. The storm could retain hurricane strength as it churns across central Florida toward the Atlantic Ocean. Florida is allowing evacuating motorists to use the left shoulder in some places. The Florida Department of Transportation allowing motorists evacuated from Hurricane Milton to drive in that left northbound shoulder of I-75 from Tampa to I-10 north in North Florida and along the eastbound Interstate 4, which cuts through central Florida from Tampa to the Atlantic coast. By early afternoon, many gas stations near I-75 in Fort Myers were already out of fuel. Corn and soybean harvest continued ahead of the average pace last week. That, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, corn maturity 87% and harvested at 30%, soybeans dropping leaves on 90% of acres with 47% of the crop harvested. Corn remaining in fields 64% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. The harvest in Illinois 32% done, 29% in Indiana, 22% in Iowa, 27% in Nebraska, and 15% in Minnesota. Soybeans remaining in fields were rated 63% good to excellent, down a point from 64% last week. Illinois, 42% of the harvest done, and Indiana, 36%, Iowa, 58%, and Minnesota at 68%, all ahead of last year and the five-year average. Winter wheat, 51% planted, 25% emerged. Wheat and corn trading at the Chicago Board of Trade supported from reports of a Ukrainian grain shipping vessel hit by a Russian missile strike. The vessel was carrying corn. The news follows a previous event when a wheat-carrying vessel was destroyed by a Russian missile. Soybeans pressured today on forecasts for more rainfall in Brazil. Soy planting is only 4% done nationwide, about half the normal pace. U.S. weather pressuring soybeans as dry weather allowing the harvest to continue to advance. Analysts say it's hard for the market to fall when crude oil prices continue to climb. Also hard for prices to rally, knowing a big harvest is just ahead in the U.S. U.S. stocks slid today after Treasury yields at their highest level since the summer and oil prices continued to climb. The S&P down 1% in the late trade, still close to its all-time high set a week ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composite were 1.2% lower in the late-day trade. Tomorrow morning, some agriculture leaders will be invited to the White House to receive a briefing with White House senior officials and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Officials are expected to discuss the future of agriculture and the importance of rural America. Members of the National Farmers Union, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and the National Corn Growers Association are reported to have received invitations to attend tomorrow morning's meeting. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.